One of the coolest parts about the Olympics is when you hear about the local kids, right? But the wide range of ages that some of these athletes are. You know, some are teenagers, others are up there. And we got a local kid who's a veteran, you could say. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Lori Nickel joins us. Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
So Stephanie Robel, she's headed back.
You know, when you think about sailing and maybe Olympic sailing, I wonder if people in Wisconsin think that those sailors come from, you know, Rhode Island or California, Florida, Texas, the fact is that the Midwest is really well represented. But even then, you know, it's not Lake Michigan, it's not Lake Mendota. It's Stephanie Robel from tiny little East Troy, Wisconsin's Lake Beulah. And the 35-year-old is going back to her second Olympics in 3 years because, of course, the 2020 games were delayed a year. So she raced in 2021. And she is racing against a lot younger people, 10, 12 years younger than her. But she's so fit and in such great shape and so mentally sharp. Her world ranking is like 2 or 3 right now. So she's in a great spot.
Her partner's is the same age too, right? Like, and they've been together for quite some time.
Exactly. So Maggie Shea is from Chicago, and they knew each other. When you do inland racing in the upper Midwest, like Chicago or Illinois and Wisconsin, you get to know each other. And these two have known each other since high school. So I would say probably 15, 20 years or so. But they've been racing together in this competitive class for, I believe, 8 years. And they have just been through a lot. They've gained so much experience, particularly in where they're going in France. Marseille, France, the marina there, they've raced there so much in the last year or so. They're really familiar with each other, and they're really familiar with the racing venue. It won't be in Paris. It'll be, obviously, in the South France.
Is there a reason, Lori, why Midwesterners would have success other than just because they're who they are? I mean, is it something to do with, I don't know, practicing more on fresh water or anything like that, or the Great Lakes being amazing?
You know, Stephanie Robel talked a lot about, you know, the sailing season here in Wisconsin is a lot shorter. You know, that Lake Beulah could be frozen over until March, late March, for sure.
Yeah.
But it's a spring-fed lake, and it's this beautiful, and it's a strong racing community. There's a regatta out there almost every day. If there's wind and no lightning bolts, kids are out there racing. And I'm talking about 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds. They look like they're in little miniature bathtubs. They're in these little boats out there. And that's when she started sailing. She started sailing very young. There's a toughness that comes with it. There's unpredictable weather and weather changes. The weather changes the wave patterns and how you have to sail tactically. But Stephanie really credits the community. It's not just her parents who supported her so much, but it's extended family, the yacht club family, the people on the lake, the people within the lake communities around all over Wisconsin. That really fosters this competitive energy and a high skill rate. And she just took off with it, for sure.
Is this a trend we're seeing, you know, lately, I guess, with older athletes competing? You know, Simone Biles is 27. When you think of a gymnast, you think of, like, you know, a 16-year-old,
teenager,
yeah. Right?
I think that's a great question. And, excuse me. There's a couple of facets there. First of all, some of the rules have been changed. Thank God we're not sending 14, 15-year-olds over. There's some age requirements in some sports. But in Stephanie's case, she's worked really hard in the gym to stay fit. And you can do that now. We've seen it in pro football here in America. Why wouldn't we see it at the Olympic level? There's a trade-off, though, between athletic skills, being fast, having quick reflexes and all that. And those are things that you actually need in a tiny little sailboat like Stephanie's, but there's, you make up for it in so much smarts, experience, predictability of understanding what you're going to be expecting in your race class or your sport. So I like that diversity there. There used to be a theory that the age of 40 and over, you were in a master class. You know, you're in a master's age group. You're so old, we're just going to call you a master's. But that's really an antiquated phrase now, because we're seeing athletes in their prime, in their 30s. Yeah. And I think that will continue for sure in all sports, whether it's speed skating, especially the endurance athletics, and certainly in something like sailing.
The Journal Sentinel's Lori Nickel has the story in JS Online. Stephanie Robel, the star skipper from the pristine waters of Lake Beulah in East Troy, headed to France for the Olympics. Looking forward to it. Should be good. Thank you, Lori.
Thank you.